You're listening to the Hudson River, a weekly half-hour program about the nature, culture, and beauty of one of America's great waterways. The Hudson River is produced at Vassar College and brought to you in cooperation with this radio station. I'm your host, Mark Breslov. Coming up, we speak with Pete Nye, the leader of the Bald Eagle Recovery Program in New York State. Safely tucked in Nye's front pocket, we listen in as he climbs 98 feet up a tree to band a young eaglet. And we talk to the leader of Perfect Thyroid about The General, a song that rallied college students and others to get more involved in Hudson River issues. All this and more next on the Hudson River.
The General's pulling rank once again. Pulling rank on the watchdogs of evil.
In 1995, the Hudson Valley's own ska rock band Perfect Thyroid released a song called The General. It doesn't refer specifically to General Electric's pollution of the Hudson with PCBs. Pollution GE itself acknowledges. But the song was inspired in part by the debate then raging about whether GE should be forced to dredge some PCBs. The General became a rallying song for some college students and others, with Perfect Thyroid appearing at environmental events such as the Clearwater Revival Festival. On this week's Hudson River Culture segment, we asked the Gland's lead vocalist Chris Hansen, a.k.a. Skunk, how he would respond to those who might criticize Perfect Thyroid for its strident message.
You know, there's different people who say that maybe it's not the place of music to do those things. It's the place of music to entertain. I don't feel that way. I feel it can do either. I think that art has always kind of watchdogged the times. It's just something that's meant to get people asking their own questions. And I think if they listen to that song and they're like, and they say to themselves, wow, why is Perfect Thyroid or why is Skunk so upset about this situation? Why are they speaking so strongly about this situation? And that's actually happened. I've had a lot of people come up to us over the years and say, what's your problem with GE? And, you know, that's good. We'll just try and give them bits and pieces and give them places where they can find out about it and answer their own questions. And they don't have to agree if they don't want to, but if people take the time to track down the truth, to track down information, they can make their own judgment on it and see if they feel as strongly about it as we do. But we're entitled to our opinion.
The General's pulling rank once again. Pulling rank on the watchdogs of evil. Never walk the plank for deeds that stank. Just bought the news to silence the blues. They were petty cash, it's a stocking stuffer. They paid off those who were left to suffer. General Satan's here to bring good things to strife. It's very clear to me, his plan must surely be to take away all my money and slowly take my life. A satanic assassin, GE. We bring good things to strife. A satanic assassin, GE. We lay good things to quit. A satanic assassin, GE. We come to take your life. Gigantic wads of green, turn the wheels. Turn the wheels of greed and destruction. Never bat an eye for the lousy steals, cause humanity was never part of the deal. It was war contracts that were miles high. Busy being in change, making sure we die. General Satan's here to bring good things to strife. It's very clear to me, his plan must surely be to take away all my money and slowly take my life. A satanic assassin, GE. We bring good things to strife. A satanic assassin, GE. We lay good things to win. A satanic assassin, GE. We come to take your life. Cancer can be detected by a GE machine for a price. For a price.
watched as a bebo. Never walked the plank with D's that stank. Just bought the news to Silence of Blues. There were petty cash, just a stocking stuffer. They paid off those who were left to suffer. General Satan's here to bring good things to strife. It's very clear to me his plan must surely be to take away all my money and slowly take my life. A satanic assassin,
GE, to bring good things to strife.
A satanic assassin,
GE, to bring good things to waste.
A satanic assassin,
GE, we've come to take your life.
In early 2002, presumably coincidentally, Perfect Thyroid broke up and General Electric agreed to the US EPA order to dredge. On this week's Hudson River feature, Pete Nye, Endangered Species Unit Leader for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, talks with us about the return of bald eagles to the Hudson. He begins by describing how bald eagles sound.
Here you've got an animal that's anywhere from 10 to 15, 16 pounds, 2.5 feet high, a majestic animal, very fierce looking with their eyes, and their national symbol, and symbol of might and all this stuff. And then when you first hear the sound, you go, that's a bald eagle? So their sound is very uncharacteristic of what you would expect based on their looks. People have described it as kind of a high, shrill, laughing or descending call that they make. And typically they'll do this for a couple of reasons. Sometimes they do it when they're disturbed, but more often they use it to vocalize to each other. And it's kind of like a descending high-pitched voice. It's really not much of a call at all. The young, when you approach the nest, have actually also not a very charismatic type of vocalization. It's more of a grunt like a pig when you go up into the nest and they're a little bit scared of you or concerned. They start grunting at you, literally.
While it still comes as a surprise to many people, the Hudson River is home to a growing number of bald eagles. What's it about the Hudson and eagles that make for that match?
Well, there's two things that are very basic to bald eagles that the Hudson provides. And the first is water, and the second is a food supply, their favorite food supply, fish. So nothing really magic about that. Historically, we knew the Hudson was an important habitat for bald eagles. And when I say historically, I mean way before people got here. Who knows what the actual numbers were, but knowing bald eagle interests and behavior, the Hudson had to be a great place for bald eagles. You know, just wide open waters, a lot of food, fish, undisturbed habitats. And as they're coming back now, as the numbers increase and they can find little refugia within the Hudson confines and people's activities, it's a great habitat for them. There's just a lot of what they need there.
If you were to compare it to other areas of the state, how does the Hudson rank currently as a wintering ground for the bald eagles?
Yeah, well, it may be important for your listeners to understand that that's a key difference you just brought up, wintering versus summer breeding eagles. In the wintertime in New York State, we have a larger eagle population than we do in the summertime, even though our summering breeding population is growing. And that's because New York State provides a great deal of open water during the winter months. Bald eagles, as I've indicated, are reliant on fish and therefore open water to get that fish. So when winters get tough, the temperature drops, and ice covers most of northern Canada, hundreds of those birds drop south into New York State and some other wintering areas and spend the winter here. So we get a big influx of northern visitors during the winter. And the Hudson plays a key role in that, especially from areas south, say from Cornwall south, West Point south, depending on how brutal the winter is. Those areas typically will stay open for a variety of reasons. One, because of the flow of the river, and secondarily, man-made reasons because of power plants that are now occurring up and down the river down that way. So open water is provided, and they can get their fish, so it does attract and host quite a few wintering bald eagles. Now, other areas similar to that in New York State also provide wintering grounds that meet those same two criteria, open water and food. And the St. Lawrence River is one. The Delaware River, the upper Delaware River from, say, Hancock down to Port Jervis, that 73-mile stretch, is another one. And that's probably our largest wintering habitat in New York State, the upper Delaware. That accounts for anywhere from 150 to 200 birds each winter. The Hudson is probably the second largest wintering area in New York State. It used to be that the St. Lawrence was,
accounting for maybe 20 to 30 birds in the wintertime. But the Hudson has been growing in the past 5 years or so. The winter of 2000-2001, we had probably 80 to 100 eagles using the Hudson River in the wintertime. So that's a significant number of birds. Mm-hmm. And again, that does vary based on the severity of the winter. This past winter was fairly mild. Lots of open water all the way to Albany, lots of open water all over the state. That tends not to concentrate wintering eagles. They have a lot of options. They can go to a lot of different places. They don't need to come all the way down to the southern Hudson to winter. So therefore, we had less wintering eagles this year. But in terms of rank and importance, the Hudson is the second most important wintering habitat we have. In the Northeast as a whole, New York State has the largest bald eagle wintering population. The last few winters, we've counted on the average of 300 to 350 eagles using all of New York State in the wintertime.
Where are the best places to see wintering bald eagles?
The Hudson actually offers some of the best eagle viewing in the state. There's good road access in many areas. There's some good overlooks, things like that. So in that same lower Hudson zone that I was referring to, Iona Island, which is just down below the Bear Mountain Bridge, is an excellent eagle wintering habitat. And there's an excellent view shed right there on the east side from Route 6 and 202. There's an overlook that looks right down on Iona Island. Great place to spend a few hours just looking for eagles going up and down the river. And again, particularly in a very severe winter when you have ice, big ice chunks, ice flows will go past that area down the river. And one of the wintering eagles' kind of favorite pastimes is to fly up river, land on one of those ice flows, and simply float down the river on that ice flow looking for stunned or dead fish that are also floating down the river, and that's the way they'll often hunt along the river in the wintertime. So it's kind of a neat thing to see them up from this overlook, you know, actually floating down the river like that. Other good places are south of that, down by China Pier, down by Verplank and Peekskill Bay and Havistraw Bay. There's several areas in there. George's Island is another good one. So almost anywhere where you can get access to the river, as I said, in that general area from Bear Mountain Bridge all the way down to Croton Point, that gets a lot of eagle use in a typical winter and very excellent opportunities for viewing.